Broadway choreographer Chase Brock says he's excited to be bringing his talents back to Western North Carolina. Brock was born in Hendersonville and went to school in Flat Rock before moving to New York to follow his dream, and now his career has taken him full circle, back to the very spot where he found his first success.
You know, I actually made my professional debut as a dancer on the stage at Diana Wortham Theater when I was about 12 years old. It's the first check I ever received in show business.
The Chase Brock Experience is performing two shows this weekend at the very same theater. It's also where Brock saw David Parsons perform. Brock says it was one of the first times he saw modern dance on stage.
I looked and I can remember very specifically the seat that I was sitting in.
It was the last row up in the balcony. As a choreographer, Brock is occupying that vague space between genres. It's American, and it's modern, but it's not esoteric or derivative.
I joke that we're like the gateway drug of modern dance. We are the company for whom, if you think that you don't like dance, or you don't like modern dance, or modern dance is weird, come see us, and you will be changed.
The first word Brock used to describe this weekend's shows was fun. He says it's all about balancing highbrow and lowbrow, being classical but poppy, and always colorful and family-friendly.
I feel like I'm interested in speaking to the widest possible audience. That's why, you know, my projects like Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark on Broadway, or, you know, we made a video game, actually, and my company were the animation references for Dance on Broadway for Nintendo Wii and the PlayStation Move. And I love the idea of those kinds of projects that sort of introduce a huge population across the world to dance or to movement.
The program consists of a broad variety of music, including this one, which will close out the first act. That's Joey Ramone's What a Wonderful World. You can see the Chase Brock Experience tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Diana Wortham Theater. For WCQS News, I'm Greta Johnson.